Hello, my friends, and Merry Christmas! It's Mark from English on Command, and today we are going to talk about Christmas traditions, alright? But before we do that, we're going to check out a few words. We're going to learn these words. Those words are important for the topic which we're going to discuss today. Okay? So, let's go! The first word for today is carol, C-A-R-O-L, carol. What's a carol? Well, carol is a religious Christian song which is sung on Christmas, okay? You probably heard this word, in many places actually. For example, let's say, the children sang Christmas carols by the fireplace. So carol, it's a Christian song, okay? Moving on. Next word is obscure. Now what's that? Obscure. O-B-S-C-U-R-E. Obscure. Now, this means simply not well known. For example, details of the great poet's life still remain obscure. Obscure, not well known. And by the way, all these words, guys, you can find in the description to this episode. So I encourage you to go ahead, open it up, and go with me. It's important that we understand them and we can use them in our real speech. Next word is devoutly. Devoutly. D-E-V-O-U-T-L-Y. Devoutly. Now, devoutly means in a way that shows strong religious beliefs, okay? Ireland is a devoutly Catholic country, okay? There are some countries which are deeply religious and they show it. They show it everywhere. And the word is devoutly. Devoutly Catholic. Devoutly something else. Depends on the religion. And one more word. Festive, F-E-S-T-I-V-E, festive. Now, festive means which is something which is typical of a celebration, right? So, it's something which is worthy of a celebration. I enjoy being festive during Christmas. Yeah, so it's sort of a celebration, festive. So one more time, repeat after me the words. Carol, Christmas carol, obscure, devoutly, and festive. Very good. Now I will tell you a few unusual traditions, Christmas traditions, you may not know. And you can find some of these words, actually all of these words, in the story I'm about to tell you. So your job is to listen very carefully and to find them, to spot them in that story. Okay? Deal? Let's go. It's December, and in some parts of the world, Christmas decorations are starting to appear everywhere. People are participating in different traditions, such as putting up Christmas trees, singing carols, or volunteering their time and giving each other presents. A lot of families and cultures celebrate Christmas differently. But what are some of the more obscure Christmas traditions, and where do they come from? Well, every year in Venezuela, which is in South America, there is a Christmas tradition in which people use roller skates to get to church. Every day between the 16th and the 24th of December, there is an early morning mass held at churches throughout the country, and devoutly Christian Venezuelans make sure to attend every service. And the majority of the population will go at least once a year, usually on roller skates. Well, it's unclear how the tradition started, but during this time, many towns and cities close their streets to traffic so that people can skate in safety. Okay? Decorating your Christmas tree is one of the most exciting things about the festive season. In a lesser-known version of this tradition, a pickle-shaped decoration is hidden somewhere on the tree, and the first person to find it then receives a special gift or good fortune for the following year. The origin of this tradition is unclear, and there is much debate about whether it started in Germany, Spain, or the US. Alright. In Japan, Christmas is often treated similarly to Valentine's Day, with a focus on romance and young couples. But one fast food restaurant, KFC, took advantage of the lack of local Christmas traditions by creating a marketing campaign called Kentucky for Christmas. The company have encouraged the purchase of their chicken as a Christmas meal since 1974, with over 3.5 million Japanese families now eating KFC during the Christmas, right? During the Christmas season. That is very, very unusual. Guys, those are some of the unusual traditions around the world. And of course, there are many, many more. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you did find all the words in the story. And may I remind you, all these words, they are also right in the description to this episode. So you can go ahead and practice them by yourself. Thank you very much for listening. And Merry Christmas, my friends. Also, in a few days, we have a New Year coming, right? Happy New Year as well. Thank you and goodbye.